The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to the Ask the Experts show, where the experts offer you educational information from local experts in the field of legal health, financial, and home improvement. Join us every week at this time for great educational information from lawyers, doctors, contractors, and specialists in their field. Sit back and enjoy the next hour of Ask the Experts.
Hello and welcome to Ask the Experts. I'm Lee Richards, and we're going to talk taxes today. Dean Michael, the tax doctor, founder and CEO of Tax Help MD, is with us. Hello.
Hello. Thank you very much.
How you feeling today?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Let me pump you up a little bit. This is the tax time of the year. My dad was a CPA. And from this moment on through April 15th, we didn't see him. So I know what that's all about. We're very happy that you're with us.
Well, thank you. It is pretty crazy this part of this time of year, that's for sure.
Now, you have a team, though. You're not alone. And you're working really hard with this team.
Definitely. Well, we specialize in a whole different facet as well. You know, we specialize in tax resolution. So we help people that are in trouble with the IRS or about to be in trouble with the IRS. You know, maybe they have a back tax amount of more than $10,000 or more, or maybe they haven't filed for many years. IRS is looking to levy their bank account or garnish their wages. That's when you give us a call.
How easy is that for the IRS to do?
Very, very easy, unfortunately. Unfortunately. I mean, we're never hurting for business, I can tell you that right now. So anybody who's listening today, you know, if you've had trouble with the IRS or you think you're going to be in trouble with the IRS, I have people on standby today that can help you out. You can call us at 888-557-4020. We just take down some basic information and show you how we can help. We start out every case by doing what's called a tax investigation. You know, there are a lot of companies out there where they just want to charge you thousands of dollars right up front. They barely even know your name, let alone what's going on with your case. We do what's called a tax investigation where we contact the IRS on your behalf. We order all your transcripts. We find out exactly what's going on, what's been filed, what hasn't been filed, what they've assessed you with. Basically gives us a blueprint to the whole case itself. And then with that, we're able to give you a more informed decision as to what would be the best avenue for resolution.
Right. The name of your company, Tax Help MD, really says it all, doesn't it?
Exactly. We have the cure for your tax problems.
And you're the tax doctor.
That's what they say.
Okay, Doc, let's get down to the nitty gritty. You know, we're all raised for some reason to be in fear of the IRS. Should we be?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I mean, if you call in nowadays on your own and you haven't been doing it, you know, every day, you're basically talking to, I would say, someone with a third-grade education these days.
Really?
You know, all of the old-timers that have been there for years have basically retired, and it's a whole new IRS right now. So if you're looking for answers by calling in there, you're not going to get answers from anybody that really knows what they're talking about.
About 20 years ago, they went through a change, about 20 years ago or so, where they were briefly the kinder, gentler IRS, you know, willing to help people, at least that's what they said, and that was very short-lived.
Definitely. You know, there were some programs that were around at that time that were a lot more readily available as well, like, you know, settling out for pennies on the dollar. You hear that a lot today on the radio and on TV. These companies that are promising to settle out for pennies on the dollar using a program called Offer and Compromise. Now, that program used to be great back then. I used to use it all the time. But these days, I would think twice before using it.
Wait, what is an offer and compromise?
Basically, you owe the IRS X amount of dollars. Say you owe them, you know, $10,000, $20,000. There's an equation that is used to figure out what an offer amount would be. Where they accept a lesser amount than what you actually owe. Now, again, that program used to work very well years ago for a lot of different people, but nowadays I really only see it going through for people that are of a senior citizen's age, they're on a limited income, IRS knows they're not going to get all the money anyway, so then and only then do I see these offers going through. But there are a lot of companies out there saying that they can get it done, and long story short, they're just after your money.
Truth is, Dean, I've seen a lot of ads for this recently, and I know just what you're talking about, and they even have people saying, oh, and they saved me $50,000 and blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. We shouldn't believe that, right?
No, I mean, it is a real program, don't get me wrong, but there are parameters and there are guidelines that need to be followed in order to qualify for it. It's not just a wish and a prayer type of program where you owe them $50,000. Let's just throw five at them and see if it's going to work. It's not a car salesman lot or anything like that.
Yeah.
There's an actual equation that's used to figure it out. For instance, you know, if it's based on your ability or your inability to pay either by income or by assets. So if you have plenty of money to pay it, you're going to pay it.
Right.
Long story short.
Right.
You know, if you are destitute, you know, you may have an opportunity to settle it out for pennies on the dollar. Or, again, if you're on a fixed income like senior citizens and they know it's not going to get any better, then they may look at it that way as well. But there is a parameter and equation that needs to be considered before even thinking about doing
it. And you can't declare bankruptcy, can you, and have that resolved?
You can claim bankruptcy. The problem I see with that is that, well, number one, it would have had to have been on tax returns or tax years that had been on file for at least 3 years if you're doing a Chapter 7. But a lot of times what ends up happening is once you get out of the bankruptcy, you find out IRS didn't include all of the debt in there, and they come after you like gangbusters for the rest of it. So
wow.
I get a lot of clients from trying to do it that way as well. The other way is, you know, Chapter 13 bankruptcy was just an elongated payment plan anyway, so you might as well just get a payment plan through the IRS.
Right.
You don't need to do a bankruptcy. And that's a lot of different scenarios like that. But there are programs available to people out there, like currently not collectible, partial pay installment agreement, or just some people, just a regular installment agreement would be just fine. And a lot of those options are available to many different people out there. Just call us to figure out which ones you qualify for.
Hey, Dean, you know, to the average person listening right now, our conversation is like blah, 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 because they don't understand the terminology that you're using. And,
okay.
and we're talking to the regular, everyday person and how you can help them. If they're listening intently at this point, they know they need help. Say they haven't filed for years for some, one reason or another, or whatever it may be. And you have this team of people you work with. And you help thousands and thousands of hardworking American taxpayers resolve their IRS tax debt issues. Hopefully you don't have one, but you know, every year I always do have that worry, even though I do everything on the up and up. I even have a former IRS agent doing my taxes. So he says,
right.
No, you can't do this. No, you can't do that. And still I have to worry just because it's sort of ingrained into us, huh?
Exactly. And plus, you never know. You can get selected for audit anyways. You know, it seems to be they're picking on the people that are actually paying rather than going after the ones that aren't.
Why do they do that?
Because it's an easier mark.
Well, is there a computerized algorithm or formula that is used to determine who gets audited? Or does somebody just stick their hand in a pile of returns and go, aha, our next victim?
There are red flags that, you know, we'll flag it for audit, and also there are random picks as well.
That's not fair.
But if you do get audited and you don't beat them the first time around, you're going to be automatically audited on another 2 years. So you definitely want to be careful in how you file. You had mentioned a moment ago people that hadn't filed for many years.
Yes.
When you don't file, obviously if you're W-2 and you know you've had taxes taken out of your check and you haven't filed, you would have had a refund. IRS doesn't care. They're just going to let that refund sit out there. You only have 3 years to collect that refund. Now, if you owe the IRS, IRS has 10 years to collect from you. So you only have 3 years to collect from them, they have 10 years to collect from you. After that point, the debt will actually erase, which that can be in your favor, and I'll talk about that a little bit later. But we mentioned people not filing. When you don't file and you're 1099 income where they hadn't taken any taxes out of your check,
right.
IRS will go ahead and they'll file for you. They'll file what's called a substitute filed return or an SFR.
Mm.
And when they file for you, they don't file in your favor. They don't take into consideration any exemptions, write-offs, deductions. They just take the total amount of income that was reported under your name and sometimes an estimated amount of income that was reported in your name. And file the return under the highest tax bracket possible, add on a whole bunch of penalties and assessments, and come up with this big erroneous figure that they claim you owe.
Is that legal?
And then it's up to you to prove them that. Oh yeah, they do it all every year. Every year they do it. And they'll generally do it about 3 to 4 years after you haven't filed. So if they haven't done it yet, believe me, they haven't forgotten about you. They'll get around to it.
So if someone with a tax problem just ignores the IRS, the problem will or will not eventually go away?
No, it will not.
And especially what if they die? Does it continue on to their heirs?
No, generally that's about it. It'll run out at that point, unless they have an estate left behind. Then obviously the tax money will be taken out of that.
So it's some poor widow or children or whatever may have to deal with the problems down the road, things they never expected.
Precisely.
What if a there is terrible surprise. Yet.
That's something to take into consideration.
Wow. You
know, the other thing to take into consideration, if you end up owing, you know, a considerable amount of money, IRS will actually assign you a revenue officer, your own personal collection agent, to come out, take a personal inventory of what you have. You know, they come knocking on the door. It's a pretty scary situation.
Oh, my word.
And they'll be checking out your bank accounts, subpoenaing bank records, going through everything you have. And believe me, it's really a nightmare.
And if that's not bad enough, can they put you in jail for not paying taxes after they've taken your house and they've disturbed everything in your life and you probably have an ulcer by then? Can they then throw you in jail on top of it?
They can throw you in prison for defrauding the government, they call it. And that's, you know, basically trying to evade the taxes. But if you file your tax returns, which is what we always urge you to do, and that seems to be the case where people think they're going to owe money, so they don't file, and they think, well, maybe they won't know. They won't figure it out. But they're going to figure it out. And, you know, long story short, if you file the tax return, no matter how much you owe, there is no debtor's prison. You know, you can owe millions of dollars. Always something can be worked out. So it's not about the amount that you owe. It's the repayment terms to them or the lack thereof. And if I can prove at the end of the month, after paying all your bills, you don't have enough money left over to pay the IRS, you won't have to. There is a program just for that. And that's one of the main programs that we're talking about. What I mentioned earlier was currently not collectible. You know, you said I was throwing terms out there.
Right.
Well, currently not collectible, it doesn't make your tax debt go away right now. But what it does do is it stops them from moving forward with enforced collection activity like bank levies, wage garnishments, property seizures. And it makes it so that you're not required to send in a monthly payment to them for as long as you're in the same financial situation you're in right now. And you can literally ride that out year after year until the collection statute expires on your debt and pay nothing at all. So it's even better than those settlement programs out there.
I was just having pictures.
It's a lot more easily obtainable.
I had a mental picture, you know, listening to you, of them throwing this poor widow and children out on the sidewalk and taking everything, including their clothes and stuffed animals.
It wouldn't come down to that as long as you give us a call. Like I said, the number to call us again is 888-557-4020.
What's your website?
It is taxhelpmd.com. You know, obviously for the tax doctor. So again, taxhelpmd, like medical doctor.com. You can enter your information in there. If you say you heard us on this show, we'll actually do a free tax investigation for you, which normally costs almost $500.
Wow.
We'll do it absolutely free for you. So if you listen to the show and you've had this hanging over your head for years, you've just been procrastinating or burying your head in the sand pretending it's not there, remember, the IRS isn't going to forget about you. They will find you eventually. And you definitely want to be proactive on this and basically grab the bull by the horns and take care of it before it becomes a bigger problem.
All right. We're going to give your phone number and your website out a few times in the program. And we're going to take a break in just less than a minute. So let's do this again. The phone number, 888-557-4020. Your website, mytaxhelpmd.com. That's all one word, right?
Well, it's actually changed to just Tax Help MD. I got rid of the my now.
Okay, so let's you tell them the exact one as I change it here on the paper.
All right, it's taxhelpmd.com.
That makes it even easier. That was a good move. Uh-huh. All right, and we're going to talk about so much more. I'm so glad you're with us today. I learn something new all the time from my guests, and you certainly are a breath of fresh air. So stand by. We'll be right back after this on Ask the Experts.
Dean Michael has been in the tax resolution industry for over 25 years. Dean and his team have helped thousands of hardworking American taxpayers resolve their IRS tax debt issues. The tax doctor has more than 100 years of combined experience, which enables him and his team to find the best possible solution for their clients' specific tax problem. They are a nationwide, full-service tax firm. So whether it's a simple compliance issue like delinquent tax returns or negotiating hundreds of thousands of dollars in back tax debt, Tax Help MD has the cure for your tax problems.
All right, Dean, we're back. It's the Tax Doctor. Thank you so much. The website again, taxhelpmd.com. Check it out. Phone number 888-557-4020. Tell us again about that free tax investigation offer, Dean.
All right. Well, what we do first when we take on any case is we contact the IRS in your behalf to order all your transcripts on the account. And when we do that, it'll tell us everything that has gone on between you and the IRS for the past 10 years. So it'll tell us what years you filed, what years you haven't. Maybe a lot of people have worked many different jobs, or, you know, they gambled in different places. They don't have the W-2s or the 1099s from everywhere they worked at. So that's one of the reasons why they haven't filed. We'll actually get all of the wage and income transcripts directly from the IRS. So if you want us to file all your past two tax returns, you don't have to run around looking for your 1099s or W-2s, because we get it all right from their system, and we can file it all accurately right from there. So with that information, I'm able to tell which way to go on your case, and basically gives me a blueprint to it. So rather than some of these other companies out there, like I mentioned earlier, you call in, they want to charge you thousands of dollars right up front. They're just trying to get your money. They don't even know your last name, let alone what your real problems are. This is an actual fact-finding mission before we present anything to you, because I want to know that what we're promising you is real and obtainable.
Well, our conversation today is very timely, since they're like all over the place right now, as we're now in tax season. And I'm real happy to hear what you have to say, because you're like telling it like it is. Now, a person who didn't file tax returns for several years, what if they're very sick, either mentally or physically? How does the IRS handle that?
They're still going to want the tax returns. That will play into how much they have to pay, however. For instance, once they're filed up to date, whether if there's a balance owed, that mental illness or the physical illness that they're going through obviously will play a big part on whether or not they'll have to pay that debt. Again, I had mentioned earlier a program called Currently Not Collectible, where, you know, we prove that you don't have the ability to pay the IRS, so you don't have to. A lot of times that program would be used when someone's physically ill.
Well, physically or mentally. For instance, soldiers who come back, or drug addicts, all kinds of stuff out there. And
exactly.
A person who may have had a normal life, a house, a husband, a wife, kids, so forth and so on, their entire life fell apart because of the illness, again, physical or mental. Mm-hmm. They've lost everything already. What more can they take?
I know, you would think, right?
Yeah.
IRS, number one, they don't have common sense, so don't expect them to have that. And there is no heart involved, so you're not going to be pulling any heartstrings. It's just a matter of knowing the programs and which programs you qualify for. You know, for some people, it may be as simple as they just need a payment plan, you know, just so they can stop worrying about getting their bank accounts levied. And there are some people that say, oh, well, I send them in money randomly whenever I have it, and, you know, and they know that I'm trying to take care of it. But that's not true. If you're not in an actual registered program with them on paper, something that you signed, you're always wide open for enforced collection activities, whether you sent them in money randomly, you know, as a good faith payments or whatever it may be, thinking that they're on your side. They're not, because those good faith payments aren't doing you any good. Unless you're in a formal program, it's not going to help you at all.
So there are many formal programs?
Well, three basic ones, basically. You're looking at the currently not collectible, partial pay installment agreement, and a regular installment agreement. We've talked about currently not collectible, where if I can prove you don't have the ability to pay the IRS, you won't have to pay them anything, and you can ride that out until the collection statute expires. Partial pay installment agreement is very similar to currently not collectible. Only difference is we do this equation to determine at the end of the month what your NDI is, your monthly net disposable income, which is the difference between your income versus your expenses.
Right.
After you paid all your bills, whatever you have left over is your NDI. Well, your NDI determines the programs that you qualify for. And with a partial pay program, say, even if you owed hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars, if I can prove that all you have left over at the end of the month is $25, that's all you're going to pay, is $25.
So they don't leave you money for food, right?
They do leave you money for food. That's the whole point. You know, there's a national standard, and it's based on the county you live in, the number of people in the household, You know, they have housing and utility standards. They have all different type of standards that they follow that they have to allow you. So they allow you what they call absolute necessary living expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And what, again, whatever's left over after you've paid those absolute necessary living expenses, that's your NDI, and that's what determines which programs you qualify for. So,
and then there's full pay. There's full pay, too.
And then there's full pay as well. If you, there's also a Fresh Start Streamline Installment Agreement where they take exactly what you owe now, they spread it out over 72 months. Whatever that number is, that's what you pay. The good part about that is, you know, at least you have light at the end of the tunnel. There's a beginning, there's an end. You know, when you're in the other programs, you're riding them out until the collection statutes expire, and those things can move and push out for years. So, you know, some people just want to know when it's going to begin and when it's going to end. Just have it stop hanging over their head.
So how many years did you say before the problem would go away?
10 years from the original date of assessment. So, and you must have filed, in other words, in order to have the assessment. So, you know, if it was back in 1988, you hadn't filed the tax return yet, it doesn't count. Didn't start counting in 88 or 89 when you would have filed the return because you didn't file the return. It starts once you file the return.
So how did you get into this business?
It's a funny thing. I actually, I was in tax trouble myself way back when, and IRS had come after me saying that I owed, I think it was $75,000 back at the time. And I was my best case scenario, my best type of client that I'd be looking for now, because I procrastinated every which way I possibly could, burying my head in the sand, pretending it wasn't going to affect me, you know, thinking there's bigger fish out there to fry than me. But lo and behold, they levied me and garnished me in every way they possibly could until they forced me to get help. And it was me, it was a non-filing issue where I hadn't filed for years, and they went ahead and filed for me, just what I talked about earlier. And they came up with that erroneous figure they claimed I owed. And I ended up getting help from a local resolution company back at that time. It was quite a long time ago, almost 30 years ago now. And when I did, I didn't owe $75,000. I had to pay $900, and it was all done. So I was happy and elated about the outcome, but at the same time, I was kicking myself in the butt for letting it hang over my head for 10 years. You know, it was ridiculous.
What a relief, huh?
Worrying about, you know, it's a big relief, a really big relief. So it was at that time where I thought to myself, I can't be the only one in this country making these kinds of mistakes. You know, there has to be other people like me. And that's when I did the research and found out one out of every three people in our country have a tax problem. One out of every three. So if it's not you, it's the other two, one of the other two next to you.
I'm looking at the producers right now. I'm thinking, which one of us has the problem?
Exactly.
They're shaking their heads. Oh, wait a minute. There's four. There's actually four of us here right now. So there's the two producers. There's me and there's you. So if it's not them and it's not me, is it you?
Basically, back then, what I did is I just surrounded myself with CPAs, tax attorneys, enrolled agents. I formed my first corporation back then, and now I train CPAs, tax attorneys, and enrolled agents how to do this. This is only something that can be learned through experience. They don't teach this in CPA school. They don't teach this in law school. This type of services can only be learned through doing them, through actually experiencing themselves. So,
plus, you must have empathy for the people because you went through it yourself.
Exactly. I'm not looking down my nose saying, how did you do this to yourself? Because I know anybody can have it happen to them. You know, people fall into this because of, like you said earlier, illness, there's death in the family, you know, maybe they lost their wife or whatever it may be, being misinformed by a tax practitioner. You never know what it could be. And it just ends up in your lap no matter what. And if something was done wrong on your tax return, it's always your fault, you know, according to the IRS. Even though we paid a CPA to do it, it's still your fault. That's like saying, I never understood that myself personally, because why would I have a CPA do it? If I could do it on my own, I would, right? Doesn't make any sense. Why would I be responsible for what someone else did? But that's the way they look at it.
Yeah, it doesn't seem fair, does it? They've been saying this for years that, you know, in the normal scheme of the law, you're innocent until proven guilty. With the IRS, you are guilty until you prove yourself innocent.
Precisely.
Not fair. Not fair. Let me ask you a question. When you got into your tax trouble, were you already in the tax business? Were you already an accountant?
No, I wasn't. No.
So you then went to school and turned everything around and started this whole new thing.
Exactly. Yeah, I became a tax consultant and basically just started helping people all over the country who ever made the same mistakes I did.
Wow, it's really amazing. So as soon as you get the ball rolling, if you have a tax problem now, folks, and you get the ball rolling and you say, okay, today's the first day of the rest of my life that I'm going to get this tax cloud away from over my head, and you call 888-557-4020 for Dean Michael, the tax doctor. So this then starts the process, right?
Exactly. And remember, normally, you know, if you're calling out of the blue, for us to do the tax investigation, we normally charge $499. You know, if you're calling in saying that you heard us on this show today, they'll do it absolutely free. So if you've had this problem hanging over your head and your whole big worry is, well, I don't have the money to fix it, or I don't know what to do, I'm scared, there's no obligation at all. Give us a call at the number she just gave you. We'll do the tax investigation for free. We'll have all the facts right in front of us. We'll tell you the best case scenario and the worst case scenario. And, you know, worst case scenario, we can part friends. It's that simple. But I know you'll be very happy with what we have to tell you, and I know we'll be able to help you.
For the big question, everybody's wondering now, how much does it cost?
It all depends on your situation. Everybody is different. You know, if you have 10 years of tax returns as opposed to just one, obviously there's a difference in cost. You know, but that's why we do the tax investigation first, so that I'm not overcharging you. Once we get the investigation done, I call you. We go over everything that's in the transcripts, exactly what needs to be done, how long it's going to take, and I give you a flat rate fee quote, which covers everything from beginning to end. I don't charge you hourly like a lot of these tax attorneys do that let it drag out forever and you don't know what it's going to be.
Right.
You know exactly what it is right up front. If I need to break it up into monthly payments for you, I'll do that. I make it affordable and reasonable. The whole idea here is to get you out of a financial bind. I don't want to put you in a whole new one.
All right, so in other words, you would do the evaluation, the free tax investigation for the listeners of today's radio show, and then you would have a general idea of what they could anticipate as the total cost for your services.
Mm-hmm. I would give them an exact quote as to what the total cost would be.
Just so that I could understand that. But if they don't have the money to pay their taxes, how can they pay you?
Well, a lot of people find the way to do it, especially since we break it up over monthly payments, you know. For instance, if it's a $5,000 cost, just off the top of my head, you know, if you need to break it up into monthly payments of, you know, $350, $500 a month, whatever it is, I work with them.
So you make, but you have ways, you have ways to finance this project, right?
Oh yeah, of course.
You have that all set up, everything's ready to go, and so forget all the rest that you hear on radio and TV. Call Dean Michael, the tax doctor. He is the CEO and founder of Tax Help MD. Your phone number, 888-557-4020, and the website, taxhelpmd.com. You want to call today if you can, so you can get that free tax investigation, right?
Exactly. Don't hesitate anymore. Don't keep burying your head in the sand, because IRS isn't going to forget about you. And believe me, they'll catch up with you at the worst time it could possibly be. So better be you to step up before they do.
Excuse me. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it.
I think that a lot of people are more optimistic now.
I'm glad. Hopefully they'll give us a call and we can help them out. Then they'll be able to sleep better at night, not worrying about the IRS.
Yeah. And okay. Again, thank you very much. And hopefully we've helped people today. That's what it's all about. And this is Lee Richards. Thank you for joining me on Ask the Experts.
Thanks for listening to the Ask the Experts show today. Join us again next week for more specialists in their field of legal health, financial, and home improvement.